Woof, woof, woof. Another week in the Greyhound racing world. And another week for the non-chasers. And I'll tell you what, for once in a blue moon, in a nice blue lit room as well, the air conditioner is fair dinkum working in here. And I don't have sweat patches dripping down to my nipples.
That's great.
I'm actually sitting in a nice cool environment. And I've got two fine gentlemen here who are ready to talk turkey for the next 44 minutes, next hour, about greyhounds. Gunnar, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Paddy. That's a nice visual for all the listeners.
Lucky we're an audio medium, my friend.
Imagining you in a muck lather.
What the hell is that?
A muck lather?
A muck lather?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, that's often a term used in the horse racing world when you see one of them really sweating up before the start of the race and they get all the, you know, white sweaty bits.
Oh, I just call them in a sweat. I've never heard the term muck lather, but...
Jeez, you've been around a racing a long time.
Oh, I have, but that one's...
If you spent less time swearing on air at your horses, you might actually learn a few terms.
Oh, I'm sounding like a big dumb idiot now, but play on.
More so than usual.
Yep, spot on. Great, Ash Hope, Scotland.
Hello,
how you doing?
All is well. It's been a very fun weekend and I'm glad to be back in Melbourne.
Certainly has. Lockdown. He's allowed to be here as well. He got the COVID test. He's not in a muck lather, the old boy. He's got his hoodie on, much like Gunnar would normally have his hoodie on the beach.
Yeah. I listened to that last week. Jeez, didn't you blokes have a field day just pot me when I wasn't here? Real brave. but do you want to give the background story to Kenneth?
We will.
Okay.
But where's the fourth amigo? Where's Shiago?
He's retired hurt today.
Retired hurt. Obstructed the field, has he?
Obstructed the field? He's not a wreck.
Mention the war.
Rake 8 gate. We'll get to that a little bit later. Mm. Shaggy not here. I think he's a little bit under the weather.
Not feeling well. So
his due diligence, staying at home, staying put. Yep. And we said, mate, have a week off.
Yep. So shout out to Shagger.
Yep.
That's a few eshes.
Yep. Shagger lower. Okay, Kenny, you've been up in Queensland, QLD, and you witnessed arguably one of the weirdest things ever at a greyhound meet. Care to explain what happened at Capalaba the other day?
Yeah, anytime I travel interstate, I always try and make sure that I go to a country track. So last week I decided to go to the Capalaba Cup meeting, and it got called
up. It's actually a suburb of Brisbane, mate.
What did I say?
You said you'd like going to the country tracks.
Oh, it looks like a country track. I mean, there's not much in Capalaba.
They just put a grey and straight track in the middle of a park.
All right, well, Capalaba has been upgraded to a city track then. I was at the meeting, and funnily enough, it was the meeting where it got called off due to a snake in the boxes. Now, at the time, they announced it over Letano, and I thought to myself, it's Australia. This happens all the time. But little did I know, I was getting a taxi back home not long afterwards.
How long did they go, hang on, we can't get this snake out, we're calling it off? Was it pretty quick, or they actually, maybe was it about 30, 40 minutes when they went, actually, you know, we'll try and get it out, or was there no effort to remove?
I don't actually know. It was going on for a while, so I just headed off then. It's like, this is weird. And
what did everyone do at the track whilst they were trying to remove the snake?
Well, there's a beautiful pub there under the canopy that keeps everyone entertained. So
it's a great spot there on the winning post at Capalaba.
It's a beautiful track, absolutely beautiful track. I really
looked nice.
Liked it there.
I liked your tweet.
Is that your first grass track in the flesh?
First time I was at a completely grass track since I was about 5 years old.
Oh, they've actually got grass tracks back your way.
Oh, we had them in the 90s. I don't think there's any left.
And they've upgraded.
Geez,
they haven't upgraded their coolers.
They'd only be racing there for 2 months a year on the grass track in the UK, wouldn't they?
Yeah. You'd be running in mud.
Well, glad you made it back in one piece, mate, and the snake didn't get to you because you're here and you've had your COVID test and you're negative. So you're good as gold to continue non-chasing with us. Some other news that came across our little desk. A big friend of the show, and we've arguably spiralled him into greyhound stardom, is Lockie Mill over there in Adelaide. Had his first city runner at Angle Park, first city winner at Angle Park. So congratulations to you, Lockie.
Well done, Lockie. We did our best to drag you down, mate.
We've never dragged the man down.
He's pushed on and he's progressed. Great to see.
We've pushed him far and wide, mate, and he's starting to bear the fruits of his work. So well done to you, Lockie. I hope you're listening. I know you sacked us off about 6 months ago, but if you can come back, mate, baby, come back, it would be nice. And speaking of Angle Park, what's happening?
Closing down for a little while.
Why's that?
Lack of interest.
No one wanted to go?
No.
It was Lockie the only one there the other day.
Yep. He apparently celebrated too hard afterwards and drank the bar dry. So yeah.
What was the name of his dog? Zipping Whoopi or something?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And the owners and him have a cap, a Zipping Whoopi cap. I think I might have to slide into his DMs and ask if I can get my hands on one of them.
Yep.
Maybe do a little contra.
Yeah, like for like. I think. Yep.
I did. That photo was sent to the Mr. Speaker WhatsApp group saying I think.
Mr. Speaker has a WhatsApp group.
He does.
Okay. Does he even
resume? Does he have his own Twitter?
He trialled last Wednesday at Healesville. Okay. Trialled the house down and he's trialling today. He'd probably just come off the track.
He'd be using every ounce of that 350 metres to wind up at Healesville, wouldn't he?
He's just getting Joshy Formosa's mate, just getting him piping fit.
Okay.
Ready for his resumption into racing.
Back to Angle though, yep, it's just renovations.
Okay.
Closing down for a little while.
So there is still plenty of interest over there in the City of Churches.
I would hope so.
Good stuff. Yep. Like to hear it. Okay, Kenny, tip off the top, please.
Oh, we're going for Race 5 Cannington. Kicks off just before 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Early this week.
Mm. Yeah. The Paul Stewart trained Archibald runs from box 5 here. He's recently broken his maiden tag, running in novice company here. He's owned by the same guys who own Campini, who recently retired. That's the dog who came second in the Melbourne Cup. So you can guarantee this is dog's got serious potential. He won from box 2 last week, and box 5 actually looks like a better draw for him because he shifted out wide a bit. He can absolutely ping the lids, and he's the only dog here who's broken 30 dead before. So he looks, if you don't mind me saying, a Stonewall cert, and he's currently $2.30.
Like it.
Haven't heard that before.
A Stonewall cert. Mm. Old Rhino Rossbury used to roll with the wife and kids job, but Kenny prefers to go with the Stonewall cert.
Yeah, Rhino actually had to move to the Middle East so that he could have 15 wives.
Stocking up.
He lost a few when he was out here, old Rhino. He broke a few hearts.
He declared a wife and kids job every single race.
Yeah.
This is about.
Yeah.
He certainly would have had a few.
He's really good at like putting a hole in the desk too when he really liked one.
he really hammered it down. I'd like to get old Rhino back on the show if we could every now and then.
Hello.
We're just getting back in here. How did Tommy Shelby's brother go the other day?
Jumbo. Didn't work out for him that race. Just badly mapped. Didn't get a clear run.
Okay. Well, he'll be back. Old Jumbo.
He's back this weekend.
He'll force his way through, don't worry. Maybe just a little bit of turbulence there in that one.
There it is.
Speaking of Shelby, he's very, very good in his heat, in the Easter egg heats. We've got a little man by the name of the Sydney Whisperer who'll be joining us on the show a little bit later to talk about the semi-finals in the Easter egg. Can't wait to ask him all about Thomas Shelby. But now it's
not Thomas Shelby.
Oh, Christ. How can I get that wrong?
Doing the form at
Rocky. Tommy Shelby.
Mm.
But now it's time for a little bit of how much prize money.
How much
prize money has that doggy won?
In the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much
prize money has that doggy won?
In the window. I do hope that dog is for sale.
Da-da-da. Dog is for sale.
Okay, I knew Shag wasn't here today, so I've tried to put a dog in there that I know you know and have tipped in the past, okay, for a big race.
Okay.
That's a little clue.
Is that just for me or is that for Kenny as well?
That's for you. I think he'll have you covered on the other two.
Mate, I think he'll have me covered on all three.
Well, why don't we play How Much Prize Money? Music up in the background. Dog number one. Stanley Road.
Ooh.
Gunner.
185,000.
Okay. Kenny?
I'll go a bit lower. I'll go 110,000.
Gunner wins 223,890.
Is that the one that you thought might be in my favour?
Nah.
Ooh.
So you've broken Kenny. Jeez. Here.
Line betting's changed in this one.
You're broken. You're now the favourite. One to Gunner. Number two, Sir Truculent.
Oh, Kenny should get this one.
Kenny.
I don't actually know the dog wins every week.
In SA, though.
He's won the Gold Cup up in Albion. 400K?
Gunner?
Do we have to include the bags of chips that he gets for winning in South Australia?
No.
I'm going to guess... Jesus, like, this song's got extensions.
It does, but it's going to run out soon.
Right, sorry. I'm going to go 275,012 bags of salt and vinegar chips.
281,725. So you're 2-0 up. You've won. How much prize money? And the third dog is Rajasthan.
Oh, Rajasthan.
This is the dog I thought. This is the one you tipped in the
Sandown Cup.
At odds.
Yeah, well, he's done well in the group one, so... Oh, 320.
To save face here.
320,000.
Shush. To save face, Kenny.
I'll go 375. Not a clue.
This is a triple pointer, and it is 386,795. Kenny wins.
That's not fair. Gunner wins.
Nah, Gunner wins. Well done. Good prize money. Like it there. Okay. Do you have a boom dog?
This week, no. I have nothing.
Okay. Beautiful. Right, we can just put the line through that one then in... the run sheet. Good. But now it's time, and we touched on it, and we'll get to it. But horror calls.
Horror calls.
Okay, so we did touch on it before.
Mm.
You can't really tell in the call what's happened here. But we're just going to play the first 20 seconds of the audio and then discuss what has happened. Happened last night up in Townsville. Fair dinkum, what the hell? Listen to this.
So they go forward here for the second heat. And 290, the inside sensational, but John Strachan is our favourite in box number 6, $1.60. All set, race 8. Away they go, missing it at the back, sensational. Fast out wide, John Strachan began quickly. Sam Shoe drives up the inside, going forward, flying tornado. Then followed by Ted's Glory. Sam Shoe got shuffled back to fourth, then followed
okay,
by...
Okay, now, we could leave the race to continue to go on, but we know what happens. The caller does not even make reference that some dimwit left a rake standing in front of box one, and when I say standing, just standing up there against the against the lids, and as soon as the thing opened, it flew up in the air. The dog would have got the fright of its life. How can you tell me that that was declared a race when there was a fair dinkum sand rake standing in front of box one? How does that happen? How does that happen?
NFI, to be honest, Paddy, Joe Dyer, the race caller, he certainly missed it in the run, and clearly all and sundry over at the boxes did too. So don't know how that happens. Yeah, should have been declared a no race, I would have thought. But
like there was about a 10-second time while the green light was on where they couldn't have pulled the emergency and gone, hang on, pull up. There's a rake in front. Mm. A, it's dangerous for the dog. B, it's dangerous for every other dog there.
And the people standing behind the boxes.
Exactly.
Mm.
Like, I know it's a stretch, but what if the rake gets jammed in when they opened up or whatever and the dog just runs straight into a spiky... Anyway, like, it's...
I think it was a brush, but it's a bit slow. Like, I worked in the kennels and I worked in the dog track as a teenager, and if you left anything sitting in front of the closed boxes, you would not have a job anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if that is part of it, that someone says you can have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, well, I was 13 and didn't have a contract, so I was easy to get rid of.
Is it someone's job when they press the green light button to just check in front of the boxes that everything's all fine and dandy and ready to go?
It
seems like a logical thing to just double check.
I know in the UK and Ireland they do check the boxes beforehand, make sure all the dogs are facing the right way, so it would have been caught there. So there's one thing we do better than Australia.
Well, as Kenny mentioned before we came on, you see in the UK that they have someone who goes around to the front of the boxes that does give the all clear that they're facing the right direction and those sorts of things. But something that we don't see here. Do we need that? Probably not.
Well, they had their day out and day off in Townsville last night, and thus is how good Twitter is. The race has already been named Rake 8. How good's that?
Very appropriate.
No much point spending much more time on it. It was a strange, bizarre occurrence.
Yes, sure. Maybe a justice in order.
Well, Can we get some people there to put their heads together and see if there's something that can be potentially done?
Yeah, I really think we should be doing that, yes.
Oh, good. I like that. Hear it here first on the non-chestnuts. Okay, now we go from a sour, weird, odd note to one of the segments which is gathering some real momentum now. You had your money, I'm talking, of course, a $30 dog, and it's called $30 dog because that's how much we've invested, but the kitty is up to $60 now. We have $60 in my sports bet account right here.
Yep.
Ready to go, because I was able to turn our $39.40 last week into the $60 with my little same race multi.
Like it.
Tommy Shelby to come top two and Mr. Fix It to come top four.
Like it, Paddy. Well done.
I probably could have just stretched the legs out a little bit and gone Tommy Shelby just to win it at $1.80. It might have been a little bit better, but alas,
oh well,
we win.
Yep.
Now, Shag is not here. So does the baton naturally go back to Kenny? And how is he going to spend the $60? He doesn't have to put it all on something. He could bank some. He could spend 40 and save 20 up our sleeve for a rainy day. How are you going to spend the $60, mate, as we...
I guarantee you this is going to be chips in.
As we continue, as we continue our quest to get enough money to get a great... to get a greyhound. We've got $60.
Yeah, and it's going to be a quick turnaround because we're going for our tip off the top. Risk 5, counting to tonight, box 5, Archibald 230, and take that 230 now.
Like it. Love the confidence.
Are we going straight on?
Yep. All in.
Archibald.
On the schnout.
Oh, we got $60 and 6 cents. Cannington, race
5.
Box. Race 5.
Is it risk 5? Yeah, risk 5, box 5.
Box Archibald. 5. I like it. Archibald. I've got a good mate called Archibald. Well done. You know, we can boost that to 250.
Yeah, go for it.
Be rude not to.
Be rude not to. Excellent. 60 and 6 cents on for 151.50 back. And we're just starting to get a little bit of rubber on the road if that lobs. That's on. Cannington race 5 tonight is on for Archibald. Exciting $30 dog.
So next week we'll be able to buy Mr. Speaker, Kenny.
With change. But
don't talk ill about Mr. Speaker.
We're not.
I don't know.
We're big fans.
Do we want to buy a dog that doesn't risk?
He's just coming back from an injury. Leave him alone. He'll be fine. He had a good trial at Healesville, and as I said, he trialled the house down today as well, so all's well. All right.
What time did he do at Healesville?
I can't remember. I do want to go to Healesville, though. Fast Bucks. Fast bucks. Okay. Recap of last week, or we don't need to...
I'll get the scores out here. Just bear with me 1 second. But we can talk about where we're going this week. In the meantime, we're going to head to Wentworth Park for the Easter egg night.
Mm-hmm.
Current scores in last place is Mr. Andrew Gunner, minus $139.
Surprised there's not more.
And second... last place, I'm going to say, is myself, minus $71. But I think this was due to happen. Shagger is running away with the lead on plus $223. The man to follow. We have a chance of catching him here tonight.
Yep, I like it.
Bugger off, Shagger. He's not even here, and he's still doing it. So Wentworth Park Saturday night is where we're fast bucking. We've got an 11-race card starting at 6:50 on the Australian Eastern Seaboard. Can we get that music up in the background here for fast bucks? Race 1, Kenny.
Pappy Go Fast.
Gunner.
Good Odds Rebel.
Race 2, Kenny.
Sassy Ethics.
Gunner.
Lollipop Liz.
Race 3, Kenny.
Tribute to Lachlan. Rose of Lachlan.
Gunner.
Wendy Bird. I think Kenny's getting first pick of all these.
Race 4, Kenny.
This is overdue. Kipling.
Shagger. I mean, Gunner.
Sarita.
Race 5, Kenny.
Fernando Bluey.
Gunner.
Zipping Curios.
Race 6, Kenny.
Tommy Shelby.
Gunner.
Zulu Warlord.
Race 7, Gunner.
Wow.
Kenny.
Mr. Fix-It.
Race 8, Kenny.
Hard to go against Flying Ricardo.
Gunner.
Devil 16.
Race 9, Kenny.
Stanley Road.
Gunner.
Here's Tears.
Race 10, Kenny.
Fernando Cas.
Gunner.
Burnt Ends.
Race 11,
Maggie.
Kenny.
Maggie. I knew it was coming. Maggie Moo Moo.
Double bluff.
Oh, very, very good. All right, let's straighten up. Take a break. We'll be back with the Sydney Whisperer. We're going to touch on our little investigation, and if we can't find one, I think I'm going to launch a new investigation. More on the non-chasers after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet, and we failed to get a group one trainer or a superstar trainer, but...
we got a group one bloke instead.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. Took the words right out of our mouth, and he remains anonymous because he's known as... He operates under the moniker of the Sydney Whisperer.
I like the Wenty Whisperer. I think Sherga renamed him very well.
Sydney Whisperer. Anyway, the Sydney Whisperer has joined us on the show from time to time. Last time, he's trying to jump the gun already. There's no rake in front of his box today. And last time he joined us from the side of the Eastern Distributor over there in Sydney. And it sounds like he's inside now, or maybe he's underwater. I don't know what's happening in Sydney. But the Sydney Whisperer, welcome to the Non-Chasers. How are you doing, my friend?
Very well, how are you?
Hey.
What an intro.
Yeah.
How good.
Well, mate, it's golden Easter egg time up there in Sydney. How's everything? How's Wenty looking as a whole?
Incredible. Sun is out. Light little southerly breeze. And it's a shocking day for a beer, to be honest. Okay. Terrible day for a beer up here.
So it's not raining.
I'm going straight to the pub after this and not going to feel back.
So it's not raining up there anymore. The track's going to be in fine,
beautiful weather.
Fine fettle when we head to
it will be, I think.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's talk. There's four semis in the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night at Wenty Park. Let's quickly just sort of touch through each race and let's hear your thoughts. So the first one is race five on the card, the semi one. Fernando Bluey, the favourite at $1.75. Faithy Bale, $5. Zipping Kyrgios, $5. Vamos Penny is a reserve, is a $7 chance. Vicky's Queen, $10. Unreal Ethics, $15. Royal M Grand, $46. Zipping Vernon at $51. And Sprightly Ebony, sorry, couldn't read, $51. Sydney Whisperer, foregone conclusion that the fave winning this, or is there something else afoot?
No, I think it will be winning Sando Bluey. So sectional's too quick, mate. It will be off and gone. Only hold up might be the black, the seven. Vicky's Queen on the outside. Bit of pace there, but, you know, Zipping Kyrgios, slow beginner, Royal M Grand, slow beginner either side of the fave. And I think Bluey will be off and gone.
Okay, Fernando Bluey.
Will be winning race five.
We'll put that one into the multi-bet slip. Kayla Cottrell, the trainer. Of course, she brushed us famously a few weeks ago, didn't want to talk to us. Maybe if she gets through to the final, we might try again. Race six, Tommy Shelby, our favourite. And he's finally drawn the cherry. I saw the people at the People's Dog last night get up and about. They've finally drawn a good box for the boy. He's the favourite at $1.55. Zulu Warlord at $6. On the Rocks at $9.50. Fire on Ice, $11. The rest well into the double figure quotes. Tommy Shelby, too strong here, Whisperer?
I think so, but around the box, I don't know if it is the best box for him. He's had two starts from box seven at Wenty and just cut and run with blistering first sections. Gotten to the final, I can't recall what it was, from box two from memory, and tripped over his own feet, pretty much. Not too concerned with the box, given that you've got speed in five and six, Run Bubba Run and Zulu Warlord, that will stay off the track. He should be too good, but the box isn't as a big deal as I think everyone believes. I think he's pretty well suited in any box because of his speed early. But I think he'll be punching up and winning this one pretty comfortably as well.
Nice. It's very funny watching Steve Withers get interviewed. I think it was on the dogs.com.au, and I think it was Mark Duclos interviewing him, and he just flat panned him, and he was saying, oh, well, whoever's doing the barrier draws, it just never seems to go our way. And then lo and behold, I dropped my pen, he gets box one. So well done to you, Steve. And
He wasn't too keen on staying in Sydney by the sound of things either. He wanted to go back home.
No, I think he was outvoted by the Uluru owners to stay in Sydney.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
They want the Easter egg. He wants the Perth Cup. And the tribe has spoken, I'm afraid, Stephen. Race seven, semi-final number three. Number two, Wow, is our favourite here. Open 230 into 225. Hanson Prince. Look, I can't see getting a run in the French rug there. Number 10 is $4.60 if it does get a run, but the damage has been done in the heats and the Prince didn't quite get through into the final field. Second favourite is Lakeview Walter, $5.50. Mr. Fix-It at $6. Fire Legend, $7. Ritz O'Donnell, $8. Ebby Infrared, $14. And Baroque Knight, $17. Whisperer, is this one more open?
It is. I think Wow is... I wouldn't say in a world of pain, but I think he could be in trouble here. Speed on the inside, speed on the outside in Lakeview Walter. Baroque Knight run the same first split as well last week and is a decent railer. Well, as you see, runs four, five, six dogs off the track most of the way around in most runs. I think there could be trouble here on the first turn. I think Wow might find a fair bit of it. And I think... the two Victorians for me are the ones that will be leading this one up, whether it's Mr. Fix-It or Lakeview Welter. Flip of the coin for me as to who leads. And I think one of them can pinch it. I don't think Wow will be winning this race. And I have concerns that he mightn't qualify for the final. I think he is he's a bit of a risk, I think, and I think most bookies will take him on come Saturday night.
Okay. It's good to see that we offered a nice little juicy price of $2.25, and if the bookies were going to take him on, that could have opened a little bit more, couldn't it, Gunner? Okay, if you've got...
Don't look at me, mate. I've got no control over this.
If you've got to give us one, because I'm just collaborating a little bit of a multi here for your semis, who's winning it? Give me one dog.
Well, can we cover off on the fourth semi?
Mr. Fix-It. Let's go number one.
Mr. Fix-It. Okay, it's in. All right, and the final semi, the shorty, number 8, Flying Ricardo, is doing just that. $1.30, Winlock on top, $10. Ritz of Cohen, $11. Devil 16, $11. Curious Motion, $18. Far More Betch, $23. The rest, don't even bother, because Flying Ricardo's drawn the pink rug, $1.30. I dare say we'll be holding about 99% of the cash in this race, is it, Whisper?
Yeah, about that, and we'll be winning. There's nothing in this race that comes close to him early or late, for that matter. He's just too quick. 29, I think it was 29.3 last week. It's just airborne. His first sectional was low 30s. I don't think they'll get anywhere near him. I like a pretty much a straight trifecta in this race, 8-1-7 in that order. I reckon that's just a great bet. Not sure what it'll pay, but if you want to have your SRM multis, or your same race multis, get amongst that with the 1 and the 7 in the placings.
Like it. Very good. 8 from 1 from 7. Put the money in, watch it come back as a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's how confident the Whisperer was.
Hopefully
you can follow on from the little blurb that the expert tipster's got on here.
Mm.
Top seed and series favourite who sent tingles up the spine.
I like it. Well, yeah. The Whisperer's little four-leg multi here, if he can guide a passage through and go bang, 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 Fernando Blue to win, Tommy Shelby to win, Flying Ricardo to win. You can see that happening fairly comfortably, but he's gone the value.
Well, the Whisperer said it's home.
Well, he's gone the value with the $6 Mr. Fix-It, pays $21.
Mm.
If the Whisperer can step up to the plate and bang that home, that would be a sensational tipping effort. All right, Whisperer, thank you for joining us, mate. You get back to what you have to do and stay out of trouble and don't look directly in the sun, my friend.
Always. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Whisperer.
Whisperer, as he just sails off into, I was going to say the night sky, but it's probably not dark up there in Sydney. Good stuff. I like that. He gave us, if he boots up a $21 winner, he might be coming on the show more often. quick investigation.
He can have my spot.
You just don't have the enthusiasm for this anymore, do you, Gunnar?
No, I do. It's more the time.
You're just speaking over the best stinger in the whole show, you rude.
You can edit that out.
Mutt.
We'll edit that out.
Okay.
We're not live. We're not actually on air, are we?
Yeah, we're pretty close to it.
We're going to Sandown on Thursday night. He's only going for the food. He doesn't care about the racing.
Yeah, exactly.
I do care about it. I love racing.
And it's a good food deal as well. Dim sims, you can eat, and then the bottomless drinks, and it's just a superb.
That'd apparently I'm presenting the trophy on Thursday.
Are you really? Yeah. Oh, how did we not hear about that before?
Yeah. I'll be out there.
You're presenting a trophy on Thursday night.
Yep.
To who?
Well, it's not official yet. I might just go down when the trophy comes out.
Yeah, we just stand in the car park trying to hand out sports bet caps.
Pete Riley
will have one.
What are you possibly handing a trophy out for?
Oh, they're opening some new boxes there. I'm going to cut the ribbon on that. Why are you? I'm making this bull schlarking up, mate.
The Dapto Deviant gets around.
Oh, yeah. I bought it. That's quite concerning for me. The investigation. Now, we're trying to find the biggest bridesmaid, the most seconds. Have we got any further...
Kenny's got an update.
Have you got an update?
Yeah.
Yep, tell me.
There's a dog here with 47 seconds.
Yeah, you've cracked the code. All right, where is it?
It's the same dog.
Oh, same dog.
He came second there over the weekend. King Kinloch.
The Kinloch.
Holds the title and he's running away. And
I tell you about the SRM? Just keep the faith, mate.
And he actually paid out $2.50 for a place in the Victoria. Yeah, massive overs.
Well, King Kinloch just gets it done. I enjoy it.
I don't know what sort of customer segmentation we have or how it's made up, but for those who are just partial to greyhound racing and back the win, those dogs who we say probably aren't concentrating as much as the rest of the field, do look out for those career stats where they run a lot of seconds and thirds and potentially get involved in the place betting.
Okay. Smart. Good advice. Sage advice from the man.
Well, as Kenny just said there, if I'm tipping if you're backed, what's his name?
King Kinloch.
It's 6-4 every time for the place that it ran around. You'd
can't go broke.
Nice.
Yeah. Like it. All right, good stuff. Let's take a break here on the non-chase. We'll be back. We've got to touch on the launching pad final because that's on Thursday night. A little bit of invest in the West, and we're going to give the Dapto Devon a little bit longer than he probably deserves. We'll be back with more non-chases after this. Welcome back to the non-chases here on SEN Track for Sports Bet and a launching pad. How long has it been around, the launching pad? 3 or 4 years?
1,000 years. Goes back to Roman times.
Shut up. Well, I'm just going to stick with my original thoughts of 3 or 4 years. Could be even longer. But anyway, the launching pad final is on Thursday night, tomorrow night at Sandown Park, over 515 metres. A great little concept. Of course, dogs can't have won more than 6 races and have to have had less than 30 starts. Am I right in saying?
I think so.
That's correct. And the field has been assembled for the final. And our old mate, Aston Rupee, hasn't been super in the qualifying process, but he is still the favourite.
Don't say anything bad about Rounsey or Shagger's dog and trainer.
Well, Shagger will be sitting at home just
next week,
rolling around. Going,
I'll tell you what, he will be back to 100% health if this thing gets up. And a personal call from Glenn Rounds to say, you know, this is how the dog's feeling.
Actually, he sure will. Well, he's a favourite, $2.60. He's maybe saving his win for the big one. He's starting in the black rug. Number one, Kiro Kismet. Second favourite for Matty Clark, $3.10. Slightly drifted out to $3.50. Destruction, $4.60 into $4.40. The nine, if it gets a run, will jump and lead at $5.50. Hadouken will also be up there in the white rug at $7.50. Mapunga Warrior at $10. Fernando Mick for David Gill.
Has anyone found Gilly?
Good to see he's still operating. The boat across the Bass Strait didn't sink, and he's still going. 14s into 12s, keep it black. If it gets a run, $21. Sid Core, $46, and Wedding or Baby. Good name for a dog, I must say.
I want to know how it came about.
$81 into $51. A launching pad final. Kenny, give us a little gloss over this.
Yeah, box one's Kuro Kismet. This is a Matty Clark trained dog, real gun chaser. He looked like he had no chance to get qualifying last week, and he ran through walls to get up for second and make it to the final. Slight worry here is the dog in box two, Destruction, likes to cut across. Very sharply did so last week, so slight concerns there, but Kuro can run through walls, so he should be all right. Box three is Hadouken. Absolutely flies out early. But I don't think he's doing the times to win this race. I mean, 750 is too short for me. If that price was there to maybe be leading down the home straight, I might back it then, but not to win this race.
wants to see half the race before he has a bet. Well, wait. Dog's in the run.
Oh, I meant to be now leading down the back straight. Box four, Fernando Mick, is decent bet value at the odds, $12. Probably not the fastest away at these dogs, not the slowest away either. So if he gets around that first bend way clear, like, he'll definitely be a major threat. Box five, Sid Core. Just not sure. He's the same quality as some of the dogs at the front end of the market. He's a good dog, but just he's $46 for the reason. I'm going to say the same for box six. Box seven, Aston Rupee. Obvious gun dog. Shagger loves it. Just hasn't been getting around the bend in front, and I think for this dog doing races, like, he needs to get clear around that first bend and then he'll be doing massive times. But just slight concern here with some early pace on the inside. And then box eight, Mapunga Warrior, another gun dog. Just, I don't know how it's going to get across with box seven on his inside. So my tip, just because he's not the fastest away, but he'll run through things that are in his way, and his box one, Kuro Kismet, currently $3.50.
Very good. Kenny, Aston Rupee, is that the worst box they could have drawn, box seven?
I'd like to see him close to the inside, yeah. It's just, he's had a few outside draws recently, and he's running into things trying to get across. So,
yep,
I'm sure Shagger would disagree with me.
Yeah, well,
so apologies.
He'll be in the chariot right now, yeah, coming down to headquarters to sort Kenny out.
Yeah. Aston Rupee could be starting from the buffet, and to be honest, and they'd still give it every single chance, conceivable chance. You got a tip for us here, or are you just going to shoulder arms?
Nah, shoulder arms on this one, I think, mate.
Unlucky. Yep. To not get involved, but fair enough. Let's invest in the West.
All right, we're going to skim through the first half of the card. Cannington Race 1. We've got a nice little novice race featuring Dusty and Cascade Minnelli. My old mate Yarn Up Flyers in there, Sunset Piper, and Ready for Magic.
And is it this tonight or Saturday, Kenny?
Oh, it's on Saturday. Apologies. Yep,
all good.
This is the big racing on this Saturday. It's all the preludes for the Galaxy and the Perth Cup. So it's definitely been a very insightful night of racing.
Kenny's time of year. Yeah. Time of year.
Are you going to get over there? You can?
I was thinking about it, but...
Anytime Kenny travels, he has sort of issues in the local area. Yeah. This time last year, New Zealand went into lockdown. Kenny was about an hour away from being stuck in NZ.
Yeah, and then he got stuck in Queensland this week, so I think I might just play it careful.
Snake
in
the boxes.
Although,
go to Perth, mate.
Not a bad time of year to get stuck.
What's
in
the worst
Perth?
You could get stuck in the boxes in Perth? A quokka.
The quokka would be there patting the dogs.
We've had to call up a Perth Cup because there's a quokka in the boxes.
I'm just amazed that they can swim from Rottnest Island. That's quite a story. Oh, they are the cutest things on planet Earth, I reckon.
All right. Continue investing in the West, please, Kenny.
Yeah, so Dog have been a little obsessed with recently Yarn Up Flyer. I'm not tipping it this week, but I do think he'll lead this race. Box 8, there's a dog trained by Enzo Credelli called Ready for Magic. Not the fastest away, but the dog on his inside, box 7, cuts way in. So he's going to have loads of room down that outside. He's massively pacey. I'm looking forward to him actually stepping up in trip. And I think he'll fairly easily run down Yarn Up Flyer. So that's race 1, Cannington, Saturday night, box 8, Ready for Magic. Race 2, really interesting race here. We've definitely got a few dogs who are going to be in the Galaxy final. Box 1 is Sunset Burbski, 2 is Zach Minnelli, 4 Jets Cracker, 5 True Detective, 7 Boomdown, and 8 Zippin' Vegas. Burbski's the obvious big name coming over from Vic. He's probably got the most impressive CV here, but this is home turf for Zach Minnelli. He's going to lead up. I've questioned Mark Sweller, even with a free run, can Burbski run him down? I'm not so sure, so I just have to stick with old mate Zach Minnelli here. Box 2, Race 2, Cannington. And then race 3, we have a fairly open race here. A lot of dogs doing similar splits and a lot of sub-30-second runs. But the key to this race for me is box 2, RC Book. He takes a little step right. He's actually the fastest dog in this race, but he gets caught in trouble early because he just always shifts off right, which leaves it open for box 1, who can do sub-550 splits. And that's Sudoku Shelby. He should be a decent enough price, hopefully, as well, around the $4 mark. So yeah, Cannington Race 3, Box 1, Sudoku Shelby, and then we kick on to Race 4.
How do you reckon they named Sudoku Shelby?
Hard to work out.
Not bad. Any relation to Tommy? Is he trained by Withers?
He's not, but like any dog in him with Sudoku in it is, I don't know, Sudoku? Is it that good of a game?
Nah, shocking. Honestly, who has time to do Sudokus? There's so much more in a life than sitting in a train carriage doing a Sudoku.
Oh. Brain training.
Oh, yeah, you weirdo.
No offense to the trainer, all his dogs are called Sudoku. So.
Okay. All right. He's trying to piggyback onto the Shelby fame, isn't he now?
Anyway, we'll kick on to Race 4. Another race certainly produced a few Galaxy finalists. We also see the track debut at Cannington of the SA powerhouse, Sir Truculent. He runs some box 2 here. Box 1, I think, will lead up this race. Box 4, Cindy's Oliver's on his outside, who's slightly slow away. So I think he can just sit in nicely between them. Big fan of this dog. I think Cindy's might actually go off favourite. Or Javel Slick's in here as well. That's going to be contending for favouritism. So hopefully get a price on Sir Truck. But yeah, I think he'll sit in nicely behind Box 1 and be able to run him down with his massive pace. So it's Cannington Race 4, Box 2, Sir Truck. And then we'll finish off the night with a...
Might be 13 bags of chips by the time Saturday night finishes.
And then race five, out in box here, we've got the almighty Tigger Long Tonk. This dog's obviously got a massive CV. He does face Stout Manelli here, who's been flying around Cannington. But slight issue is Stout's got Sir Monty on his outside, who will cut across, leaving the gaps open for Tigger Long Tonk, who's currently favourite for the Perf Cup as well. So it's Cannington, race five, box eight, Tigger Long Tonk.
Perfect.
Done.
Excellent. Good stuff. Good investing in the West. Don't have a lot of time, so Dapto Devin, give us your tip.
Oh, jeez, not even ready, mate. I thought you wanted me to give a few more tips this week.
Give them all.
Yeah, I'll just give the quaddy legs. Race five, number one, Aston Excalibur. Race six, number one, Opinions. Race seven, number two, Louis Wanton. And race eight, number eight, Ashby Rebel.
Yeah, there you go. You didn't do the voice.
Oh, you always tell me I'm going to do the voice. Do I get my own sound effect this week?
Let's take a break here and then on Chase will be back. The final little shtick of the show. See you soon. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sports Bet for the final little couple of minutes of the program, and we're going to go straight into dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carve it.
Okay, got a bit of a slippery theme today.
I'm tipping these things don't have shoulders.
No, and they shed and they hibernate and they cause a whole lot of grief. The theme for today's dog food is... snakes. Of course, because of, you know, Capella.
Yep. Kenny picked it like a dirty nose, to be honest.
He picked it off air.
Yep.
I reckon he just read my notes. Anyway, test your buzzers, please.
Red belly.
You stole my buzzer.
So, well, you take that one, Mike.
What's yours?
Tiger.
Okay. Music up in the background. Question number one, brown snake.
Red belly.
Gunner?
That's a snake.
No, it's a dog. 1996. Question number two, rattlesnake.
Red tiger. Belly.
Red belly?
Snake.
No, it's a term. Question number three, tiger snake.
Hang on, you said that's a term.
It is a term.
Yeah, I said
he
snake.
Said it's a snake?
Yeah, so you're incorrect. Did I say?
Is it a dog is the real question here?
It's a term. A rattlesnake is a term.
Yeah, I said a snake.
So it's a term for a snake.
Yeah. So I'm right.
Okay, fine.
It's not a dog, basically.
No, it's not a dog.
Yes.
Okay.
So hang on, what was the first one then?
It was a dog.
Oh, that was the dog.
Okay. Question three, tiger snake.
Red belly.
Yes.
Dog.
Correct. 1997. Yes. 2-0. Question four, cobra.
Tiger.
Red belly.
Tiger.
It's a dog.
Correct. Twice. 1932.
Jeez.
And 2005. Question
2 points. First year of the...
This is a 2 point up. Question number five, red belly, black
tiger. That's a dog.
It is 1995 and 2015. Well done, you win, dog foo. We've got to rattle it up here quickly. Show me the money quickly.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money.
Wentworth Park, race one, number one, good odds rebel at $8.
Like it. Kenny?
Race seven, Wentworth Park, box one, Mr. Fix It.
Ooh, like it. I'm going race nine, number three at Sandown Park Thursday night, Vice Grip at about $6. Non-chasers multi, didn't lob last week, but we're going to get it this week, I can guarantee. Aston Rupee, we'd be remiss of us not to put that in for Shagger. I'm also going to chuck in race six, number one, Baruga Smoke to place. Kenny?
Same again, Wentworth Park, race seven, box one, Mr. Fix It.
And Shagger, a man in Gunner.
Wentworth Park, race three, number one, Parkour for the building to building to jumpers at $1.45.
And we're going to give them $2.50, max bet $50.
Yep, only need three of those to lob.
That's it. Like, listen, subscribe. You know the rest. Of course, gamble responsibly, and we'll see you next time here on the Non-Chasers. Goodbye.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.